BJ and Jamie.
I'm a little concerned for you getting back in time to join me for some horse racing.
Why is that?
This weekend because of the snow.
What snow?
In the mountains. Are you still going?
None of your beeswax.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, you and I had planned on maybe hooking up.
Hey, over at the
Mirage.
What are we doing?
In Littleton, that's coal mine in South Watts, for the big Breeders' Cup horse racing.
We're going to hook up?
Well, you know, we're just going to just kind of hang out with some peeps.
I wanted to talk to you about this.
And, let me just say this quickly, okay? You realize you're about to get a foot of snow?
Oh. Well, maybe I'm going, maybe I'm not. But that's not what I wanted to talk to you about.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about betting.
What about betting?
I don't know really how to do it. And I act like I do, but I don't really. Sorry.
On horse racing?
I'm opening something. Yeah, I'm opening a fine snack.
It's really easy.
Okay, but listen. Okay. That's what I was going to ask you about. First of all, what time do I need to be there?
Well, the Breeders' Cup itself, we're talking about horse racing.
Yes.
And there's an OTB, which is called off-track betting.
See, don't know OTB.
Which, much like Black Hawk, only it's here in town. It's in Littleton. The OTB is the Mirage Sports Bar. You can go there and you can play the horses today and tomorrow. And it's all, well, you can play anytime, but it's all legal now. And it's really cool.
So here's the thing.
So you need to be there. Okay. The race will be around 4:30. Okay. But it would be good to get there for some early races.
That's what I want to warm up.
I'll get there by noon.
So you'll be there at noon?
12:30.
Okay. All right. So I'll be there at 12:30. Okay. So listen, here's the thing. But that's good because I need you there at 12:30. And I was thinking that some of my girlfriends and stuff, that maybe you could be like an instructor.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
My son is going. He has no clue.
Okay.
He's 26 years old. He's got no clue on what to do, but a couple of bucks here, a couple of bucks
there.
You will have a blast.
So I've only played, what's that place right outside of San Diego? We would drive down there and play down there.
Del Mar.
So we would drive down to Del Mar a lot because it was just a fun thing to do for the day, you know. So you drive down there and you get like $5 and you go up to the thing. Well, I wasn't knowing what I was doing. So I have $5 and I'd be like, show. And so everything I did was win, place, or show.
Right.
But then you know how to
do. But that's not bad.
Okay.
That's not bad.
That's the only way I know how to bet.
Yeah, you can get fancy with it or whatever.
And I don't know what parlaying means.
And if you've never done this before, I'll tell you in just a second.
Okay.
If you've never done it before, it's basically, it's almost like a steroid-infused bar bingo in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to feel like.
Okay.
It's out of control. It's so much fun because everybody in the place has a different horse, and they're all yelling, go three, go, four, run,
I
run,
yell
five,
that. I want to yell
you
that.
Piece of crap.
And it lasts longer than putting my $5 in a slot machine.
It's just fun. It's just so
much fun. Well, it lasts longer than the $5 at a slot machine.
Absolutely, because you can bet $2 at a time. $2 at a time, kick back, wait, you know, 10, 15 minutes and let the ponies run and see what happens, right? All right, so all you need to know, Jamie, when it comes to playing it, okay?
And by the way, show is, so it's first is first place. What's second?
Place.
Place is second, and show is third.
Show is third.
Right.
Oh, you got it down?
Okay.
All you got to do is pick a horse and say, give me that horse to win or place or to show.
And then show also includes first and second place.
Yes.
Yes, that's why
absolutely.
I like it. That's why I like the show.
Yeah, you get it all. So, see, you know what you're doing.
Okay.
And then you can play a couple of combinations if you want to. I want this horse to come in number one. I want this one to come in number two. And blah, blah, blah. And you win a lot more money. Okay?
I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. I'll show you.
Okay.
And I don't know everything. I don't know.
That's okay.
I don't know how to wheel them and do this. I don't know.
Well, I don't know how to do that parlez-vous français.
It is. It's so much fun, though.
Okay.
You've done it before, so you know.
Yeah,
how
I'm
much
excited.
Fun it is.
It's so fun. And I like it more, like I said, than going to Black Hawk. Sorry. And I know people are like, what? But for me, I put $5 in a machine and I push that button. And I swear to God, you guys, it's like 1.2 seconds. It's just gone.
It does go fast.
God, what was that?
I can't do it.
I know. It's
right. Goes so fast.
It goes, but at least with the horse race, here's what I like about horses. First of all, you get to look at them, kind of walk around, and then you see if one takes a poop.
Yeah.
Oh. And if one takes a poop, you're like, he's going to run faster. Because think about it, if you have to take a big poop ski, you're not going to run that fast.
You're lighter.
No. Yeah, yeah.
You're lighter after the poop.
After the poop. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't you think you could run faster if you didn't have to poop?
Oh, yeah, that's well known in horse racing circles is watch for the poopers.
Yeah. So then you watch for the pooper, and then you're like, oh, my God, number 23 just pooped.
Yeah.
So then you take your $2 up to the window, and you say to the lady, I want number 23 to show.
Yeah, there's never a 23.
Well, there should be. That's no Michael Jordan's number, isn't it?
Usually no more than 15 or 14. Sometimes they get up to
20. Why can't they do a 23?
Well, they just don't run that many horses at one time because they'll kill each other.
You
can't have any number? Like a basketball player?
What do you mean?
Like I want my horse to have number 92.
No.
I can't have number 92.
No, they're all in sequence, guys.
Oh my God,
you're going to lose your shirt.
Okay,
all in sequence.
I thought it was like a basketball player, LeBron James.
No.
Like Dan Bartley was number 7.
Every race is in sequence.
I don't know.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
we didn't
7.
Know that.
And if you have 10 horses, you've got 10
don't
numbers.
Don't act like we're dumb. We're just learning.
That was really dumb.
No. There's only so many basketball players. There's only 5 basketball players out there. They don't have to wear 1 through 5.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
God, I had a good point there.
Yeah,
up top, really John.
That was dumb. That was really dumb. You guys are going to lose your shirts. You don't have
good
a chance.
Nice.
CJ and Jamie.
Weekday mornings on Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.